You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike, our guest, wonderful guest this hour, it's Richard Louv, who has, in fact, in his first book, the New York Times bestseller, Last Child in the Woods, journalist Richard Louv introduced the world to something he didn't title, but others did, nature deficit disorder. The concept that a lack of nature in a child's life is directly tied to many of the health and behavioral issues witnessed more and more frequently in today's generation. That influenced the national policy, and this book, Vitamin N, 500 Ways to Enrich the Health and Happiness of Your Family and Community and Combat Nature Deficit Disorder by Richard Louv, L-O-U-V. So L-O-U-V is how you look on Amazon for the book, or Vitamin N for nature.com is another way to look for it, is a book that goes through a ton of wonderful ideas that you can use, and one of them I love, paint with mud, since we all love to get muddy when we were kids. Richard, how did you come up with the 500 ideas?
Well, first, the first book, I've written three books on this issue, which I named Nature Deficit Disorder, which is not a known medical diagnosis. Maybe it should be, but it's not yet. It is, though, a way to talk about this disconnect from nature that we've seen in our kids, and we really didn't have much of a language to talk about it. And I started picking this up as a journalist in interviews years ago. Parents were really uncomfortable about this. Some kind of profound change was happening. They couldn't really encourage their kids to go outdoors anymore. They weren't sure they wanted their kids to go outdoors anymore because of fear, because of lots of issues. So that was in Last Child in the Woods, the first book. The second book was The Nature Principle. That's more about adults and nature deficit disorder. But all of us are affected by this disconnect from nature that is like nothing we've seen in human history or prehistory in terms of our connection to the natural world. Vitamin N is a follow-up book to those other two books, and it includes 500 practical things that families and communities can do to connect kids and adults to the natural world. And for the last few years, since Last Child came out, there's been a movement that has emerged around the country, but now in other countries. I just got back from Brazil, where they're launching a national campaign there. And people have been sending me these ideas, these things that they do to connect their own kids, to connect themselves, and also importantly, to connect their whole communities to the natural world. So this is a collection of what people have sent me, but it's also a collection of what other people have written. Other great books are out there on this, and I've picked some of the best ideas from those.
Now, it turns out someone heard your reference to Brazil and has written us an email about that, and she has said, to Mary, and she has said, what about Zika in Brazil? And what about the dirty water in Brazil? In other words, when you look at Brazil, shouldn't we be afraid?
It's a good point. And I was certainly curious about that when I went to Brazil. I just got back 2 days ago. And their answer is that there are a lot of dangers outdoors. And Zika is kind of the latest. And they tell people some of the same things that are told to kids and parents in the U.S. when it comes to West Nile virus or the disease that you can pick up from ticks, Lyme disease, which is you prepare kids, you put their you don't expose their skin a lot, you use a lot of DEET, you put their pant legs in their socks, and you check really carefully for ticks and when they get home. Now, Zika has its own particular problem, but we have to think carefully about our fear of nature itself and our fear of strangers. We need to begin to think in terms of comparative risk. Not saying there's no risk in nature or outside the front door, But there's a huge risk, as you know, Doctor, a huge risk of raising a generation under protective house arrest in terms of child obesity. It's not just nutrition that causes child obesity, it's lack of movement. And many physicians, many pediatricians in particular, are worried that our generation of American kids may be the first to have a shorter life expectancy than their own parents. And that's primarily because of child obesity and some of these other morbidities that have a lot to do with the epidemic of people not moving much. We now know, for instance, that this is recent research that has been published, that people who sit too much during the day, even if they're not overweight, if they sit hours and hours, day after day, say at a desk at a school, sitting now is seen by many as the new smoking because some of the same
But it's a much lower, let's go back to nature, because it's a much less problematic area. So for example, if you even standing versus sitting, or sitting is about a 1 year effect in your aging as opposed to 10 years from smoking. So by the way, anyone who wants to send us questions, please feel free at udocs@gmail.com. So what you're saying though on nature is we can take precautions that really reduce the risk, such as we take with ticks when we go out. Is there one of the things that is often advocated in young children is going to a zoo? Does a zoo constitute going out to nature, or is that too controlled an environment?
Well, zoos are becoming better at this, and they're moving away from not only how they shelter the animals at the zoo, but how they talk to people at the zoo. They're becoming aware that scaring people to death about climate change, you know, other people do that. But what zoos can do is really connect people to a sense of connection to nature. The Children in Nature Network is the nonprofit that grew out of Last Child in the Woods, the first book. And we have a partnership with the American Zoo Association to begin to spread the idea of family nature clubs. What these are multiple families that band together. And, for instance, in San Diego, there's a family nature club with over 1,500 families. And that's a pool of families that, if you belong, you can dip into that pool and say, I'm going to show up at the park on Saturday and take my kids for a hike. Any other families want to join me? And when that happens, there's perceived safety in numbers, so it deals somewhat with the fear of strangers issue. But it's more likely that you'll go out and do that. So zoos are promoting that idea. The Canadian Wildlife Federation is promoting that idea, and we're seeing that spread all over the country, and not only because we're spreading it, but because it's contagious. I mean, families see other families doing that, and they want that too. So you can download a free toolkit from the Children in Nature Network, which is childreninnature.org, and start your own. You don't have to wait.
And there is, you have great tips here, if you will, on a whole bunch of things. But for example, and I think the key is what you do in this book. There are numerous ideas of making it fun. So it is, this isn't just going out for a walk and saying, I'm going to walk and talk with my child as we go, which is also a great thing, but it is a great way of you have a ton of ideas of making it fun. So and the idea on meeting friends is a wonderful one that you include on, I think it's around page 15 of the book. It was early on because I remember reading it way before, and because it's part of our buddy system. You can get in on the conversation by calling us, or it's 1-844-305-7800, 844-305-7800, or udocs@gmail.com, udocs. We'll be right back with Richard Louv, Louv, Vitamin N, 500 Ways to Enrich the Health and Happiness of Your Family and Community. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Radio MV. OwnersMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're talking with Richard Louv, L-O-U-V, author of Vitamin N, 500 Ways to Enrich the Health and Happiness of Your Family and Community and Combat the Disease He Named, which isn't an official disease but is being used more that way, Nature Deficit Disorder. He's the author of the New York Times bestseller, Last Child in the Woods, Saving Our Children from Nature Deficit Disorder. One of the things that we got emailed was from someone named Rachel, who lives in Chicago, and she said, how do we do this in bad weather? And you actually have a section in the book on be a weather warrior. Richard, so tell us about this. And I should use your name, Richard Louv, L-O-U-V. And by the way, the website you can go to for more information is vitamin N, as in nature.com. Vitamin N, to the letter N, as in nature.com. Is that right,
actually,
Richard?
Actually, it's vitamin N for nature.com.
Vitamin N for, F-O-R, not the number for, nature.com.
Yep.
Okay, so tell us about being a weather warrior. She's talking about a Chicago winter and how cold and windy it was, and says, how does one enjoy being a nature advocate in a Chicago winter?
Well, first, there's an old saying that says there's no such thing as bad weather, just wrong clothes. And of course, there is such a thing as bad weather. I mean, think about Hurricane Sandy. There is also great benefit in going outside more, even in what we consider bad weather. The schools in Scandinavia for decades have had what they call all-weather schools, which is the kids go out sometime during the day, every day, no matter what kind of weather it is, and it turns out those kids have fewer colds and less flu. So in Vitamin N, there's a section called Be a Weather Warrior, and it has lots of activities that can be done in cold, wet, or snowy weather. Also, for very hot weather, there's specific activities listed. There's also safety tips for both very hot weather and very cold weather, because there is risk in terms of exposure. But I also have a part in that section called the indoor expedition for when you can't go outside. One example of that is a friend of mine who's the head of a conservation group in the East has a son who has some developmental issues that disallows his son from going outdoors much, even though his son really loves nature. So I spent a little time with them at their house, and on the way back I stopped at the airport at a bookstore, and I saw a book called The Cloud Spotter's Textbook and sent it to them. And so it turns out clouds are very complex. You can just as some people go birding, some people go clouding. So his son now sits at his window in his bedroom, and he spots clouds and names them and learns about them, and he does the same thing with birds. So even when we're indoors, no matter what kind of weather, kids can have some kind of nature experience.
So, Rachel, if you go to this section of the book, The Indoor Expedition, when you can't go outside, there's a wonderful, wonderful section. I think there are probably 10 things here. Set up a world watching window, keep an indoor outdoor illustrated journal, create a cold weather sculpture of nature, start a windowsill garden, grow a radish inside a balloon is one of them. So there, and it talks about you put in a few radish seeds, and then a cup of quart of water, and half a cup of dirt, etc. So they're really specific things you can do, whether you're a kid at heart like myself or a real kid, that are wonderful. Build a house plant tree house, create a tabletop biosphere, make a worm terrarium, set up an aquarium, raise a butterfly indoors. So they're wonderful things to do both indoors and outdoors in this book, and they're really specific things that Richard Louv and has created in this book. So you should really feel wonderful thing. Sonar, just to warn you, Sonar, are you there? One of our listeners has emailed me and said, I've lost you on RadioMD.com. He said, it appears you've gone off the air, just for you to check it.
I'll take a look.
Okay. And Sonar is our engineer, Richard. I apologize. But I get all kinds of messages from listeners during the show, and so that was one of them. I must tell you that one of the areas I really liked, because of the characteristic of me of getting dirty, was wear nature on your sleeve, create art with found nature, and make your own paint. Tell us about wear nature on your sleeve.
There are all kinds of ways to actually to decorate, have your kid decorate his or her clothes with leaves. Most of this, you know, this is in a section about art, personal art, art outside, creating art out of found art objects. There's also a section about games from around the world and through history, and it's amazing how many inventive ways that human beings have come up with to experience nature. It's not just going on a hike. It's not just fishing or hunting or the traditional things that we hear of. And that's one of the things I learned doing the book, is that this is so varied. There's so many things that that we can do. One important thing here, too, is to recognize that this isn't, while this is about recreation and having fun, it's about some deeper things. It's about, that's certainly deep, having fun and recreation, but it's also about cognitive functioning, ability to think and create. The body of literature, body of scientific evidence, most of it correlative, but some of it now beginning to be very longitudinal. Finally, we're studying this. Has shown that, you know, kids who play outdoors, adults who spend more time outdoors, cognitive functioning improves. Test scores in schools that are greener, that have more nature in them, go up. We now know that from some quite recent studies on say 950 schools in Massachusetts, that's been found. But also physical health. You know, we have all of these things that pediatricians in particular are seeing, depression in young children that they've never seen before, attention deficit disorder in rates that they've never seen before. Some of that is because of better diagnostics, but it's also questionable. Some pediatricians worry about the number of kids that are being prescribed Ritalin. I'm not a radical in Ritalin. Some kids need medication. But ongoing studies at the University of Illinois show just a little bit of contact with nature. And those symptoms are reduced in many children as young as 5 years old. So we have to ask what kind of environment we're creating for our kids.
The book is Vitamin N, 500 Ways to Enrich the Health and Happiness of Your Family, from Richard Louv, LLUV, Combat Nature Deficit.